Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on gratitude. It's our annual show on gratitude in respect to Thanksgiving. And so we're going to be going through a full range of aspects of gratitude and how to resonate it with sound and all the things we can be grateful for. So our intention for today is that everyone is living in gratitude all the time. Nice. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things that are happening at the Institute. We've got an open house coming up on Sunday, December 10th from 1 to 6 p.m. And it's about how sound. We're going to be doing meditations and lectures on how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And even if you're not interested in classes, it's a really cool day from 1 to 6 p.m. And we get everybody in the zone. You get to go on all the sound tables and sound lounges and play with all the stuff in the store. And we play a lot of bowls and do a lot of voice work. And so that's Sunday, December 10th, 1 to 6 p.m. We also, on this Tuesday coming up, November 21st, we have a holding frequency workshop. And it's a class on how to deal with challenges and conflicts with sound. We just did it online. And if you can't make it here, I could actually send you the video from the online class that we just did today. It's really profound, all the different aspects we go through to be able to hold a stable, consistent vibration no matter what the challenge. Challenges mostly include health, wealth, and relationships. But it's also about world changes and economic system and people getting shot every week, right? So just to be able to hold your frequency, hold your stability and peace, no matter what the challenge. It's a profound workshop, actually. And that's $20. That's on this Tuesday, November 21st at the Institute, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. We also have the Sound of Love workshop coming up on December 2nd and 3rd here at the Institute with Sylvina and myself. And that's from 10 to 5:30 Saturday and Sunday, the 2nd and 3rd. That's $120. And it's about how to resonate more love in relationships, loving yourself, and spiritual love or divine love, all with sound and vibration. So we're going to be talking about the frequencies of love, the pitches of love, the sounds and timbres and syllables of love, the musical intervals of love. We'll be talking about the flow of love, and mostly we'll be resonating love, the energy of love the whole time. We'll also be talking about compassion and being one with the universe, which everybody says when you're one with the universe, there's indescribable love there. So it's a beautiful class. We've been doing it quite a few years now. And that's Sunday, December 2nd, or Saturday and Sunday, December 2nd and 3rd. Also on December 3rd at 6:30, we have a couple of guys coming in from Florida, David Rodriguez and Daniela Siefking. And they're going to be doing a workshop on conscious relationships. And it's only $12 from 6:30 to 8:30 on Sunday, December 3rd. So those are the events coming up. We also have our next Sound Healing Certificate program coming up on January 24th, the 3.5-month program on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights, and Saturday and Sundays, occasionally some weekends. And it's all, again, all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We have about a dozen instructors, so you get a wide perspective. We go through all the different aspects of sound, from frequencies to timbres to musical intervals and music and intention. And also go through all the instruments from voice, which is the main one, tuning forks, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, all the instruments that can be used for sound healing. And you do a lot of practice, and we also get into the whole spiritual aspect in big time as well. So that's starting January 24th. If you pay in full by November 21st, which is this Tuesday, you can get $400 off. We also have that exact same program here online with live instructors on Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., or Saturdays from 10 to 1, and Saturdays from 10 to 1. And that's about a 4.5 month program. Works really well online with the live instructors, or if you can't make it, you can watch the videos. And that's also the certificate program. We also have the associate degree. The certificate program is the first semester, so you can start with that and then continue on into the associate degree program. And that's here at the Institute and online. It's about a year and a quarter at the Institute and about a year or 2 years if you do it online, because we only do it a couple of days a week when you get to the second, third, and fourth semesters. And there you become a master in the degree program. I mean, we go through all the different aspects of sound and even acupuncture with tuning forks and full range of different ways of looking at consciousness based on sound and a lot of practice again. And we also do a lot of research projects as well. And so that's our associate degree program. We also have the audio recording program, the Recording Arts and Technology Certificate Program at the Institute and online also. And it starts January 24th. If you pay in full by Tuesday, you get $600 off that. And this is where we learn to record, mix, and produce with Pro Tools, but everything we learn on Pro Tools is applicable to other programs like Logic or Ableton Live. So you can use any program. And it's really about how to make recordings and music that affect people in a much deeper way. So even if you already know how to do recording, you could even take some of the parts and really go to a whole nother level. We learn all about recording, mixing, producing, and also using MIDI and keyboards and such. And we learn about binaural beats for brainwave entrainment as well. You can check out all of this at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call me at 415-777-2486. We also have our sound therapy center. We do massage on the sound table. We do tuning forks. We do crystal bowls, voice. We can also find your home note, which we can do online as well, where we play each of the 12 notes and see which one makes you the most peaceful and grounded. And we can also do voice analysis. We use the Voice Analysis Harmony program that we now have own here. And we do three tests. We can find out what frequencies are missing in your body, and those tie into different organs and different issues. And we can do that here and online as well. Then we give you a CD in the key that you're missing. We also have a treatment for ADD and brainwave entrainment, where we find your frequency and we give you CDs in delta, theta, alpha, and beta, especially good for ADD, but also good for sleep and creativity, and also for learning and being present, which would be the alpha. We also have our sound healing store. We've got sound lounges, sound tables, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls. We got a lot of stuff here at the store now. You can check it out at soundoflove.com. But by next week, we should have a new website up that'll have even more products. And we're open here at the store from 11 to 5, Tuesday to Saturday. And we also have a ton of CDs. I've got over 100 CDs for relaxation, opening the heart. Also CDs that you can put on your body. You don't listen to them. You actually play the headphones right on the body. And those are really effective. They're from Peter Guy Manners. He collected all the frequencies. And then we've got my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, the main book in the field that you can check out as well. And that's at completeguidetosoundhealing.com. soundhealingcenter.com. Or again, you can find it all at soundhealingcenter.com. Okay, so today we're talking about gratitude. Gratitude is a really powerful, consistent vibration. You know, really, as I've said many times, the whole problem tends to be inconsistent vibrations. And those are chaotic vibrations like fear, or anger, or anxiety, or just stress. It could also be even despair or depression, or they could be just even simple frustration. All of those inconsistent vibrations are not good for you at all, right? They're really, especially if you do them a long time, even more than 5 minutes, right? They're really not good for you. They break your body down. They're not good for your heart. They're not good for your nervous system. They're not good for your any system in your body or any organ. We don't generally like chaotic vibrations unless we're using those chaotic vibrations to actually break up chaotic vibrations, right? So you might use like a shaker or a rattle to break up stuck energy. Or you might use a gong's actually got a good amount of chaotic vibrations in it. And that's really good for breaking up stuck energy. Or sounds like, ah, you know, you could get really powerful, like, ah, right? And use that to break through any blockages. So sometimes this chaotic energy can be good, but for the most part, it is not. Our body does not like it. Really does not like hanging out in fear or anxiety or anger or any of those places. So gratitude is always, if you make the sound of gratitude, it's always made with a vowel. I've never had anybody make the sound of gratitude and go, ah, right? It's always, which is a consistent waveform. If you look at the waveform, you'll see it repeats very consistently. It's actually got multiple sine waves in it that create coherence. And that sound is really good for the body. It's not only does the body like it, it actually can heal any part of the body that's buzzing in inconsistency. It can overcome fear. It can overcome the vibration of anxiety. It can easily overcome anger and any of the frustration or depression or despair, any of the other vibrations. Gratitude is a stable frequency. And the energy of it, even without the sound, is a stable, consistent vibration. So it's really, really good for you. There are many things we can be grateful for. Let's talk about some of them. You know, I've got a video on YouTube. If you search for Sound of Gratitude, you can even search in Google for Sound of Gratitude, you'll see the kittens. And then that's the video. And it's where we go through all the different things you can be grateful for. And we actually have the class toning, which I'm going to be playing in just a bit, the class toning the sound of gratitude, right? And it's really effective. Really, you might check it out, especially for Thanksgiving. Okay? So let's talk about some of the things that we can be grateful for. You know, in the video, I listed a lot of things, but I forgot one thing. And it's a really big one. And this one's good in case you ever need, ever are searching for anything to be grateful for. It's a really good one. And that is, you know, I've never been hungry my entire life. Except maybe when I didn't get back in, back from a hike in time, or when I was fasting, right? Those are the only times I've ever been hungry. I've never been hungry a single day of my life. And there are millions of people that can't say that. And there's millions of people right now starving. Really basic one you can always revert to. We are well fed around here, really well fed. There's even people here in the US, of course, that are starving. Really basic one to be grateful for. There's many others. One of the ones that I really like, I mean, you can always look at all the things you have, right? I mean, you could look at like, okay, I've got a car. I can be grateful for that. Well, there's other things that are actually you've got that, I mean, I could be grateful for all the crystal bowls I've got, right? But there's things that are like your house. To be grateful for your house. We often forget about that. I've, you know what? I've got a heater in my house, right? I've got a heater in my house. And I've got a really nice view. I've got windows in my house. And you know what I've got? I've got hot and cold running water. And the most amazing thing of all, I think, in my house, I've got a hot shower. Oh my God, I've got a hot shower in my house. We are so abundant here. We are so abundant. We have so much to be grateful for. So many things, right? But there's other things, like all of our emotions. I mean, even the bad ones. Again, Corey Good says that, you know, we've been programmed by aliens for our DNA for 100 million years, and we, as humans, have more emotional capacity than any beings in the universe, than even all the aliens. They are envious of us because of the emotional capacity we have. And because we can go to such incredible bliss, we can also go to incredible despair, incredible depression. It's like our emotional capacity, because we can get so upset or angry, we can also get really ecstatic. So just to be grateful for all of our emotions, all, every single emotion, especially happiness, and especially joy. Woo! Right? But even sadness, the sweet sadness. And especially love. so grateful for all of our emotions and all of our senses. To be able to smell, to be able to hear these sounds, to be able to feel any part of our body being touched, to be able to see incredible colors, incredible light, incredible geometries, incredible aspects of nature. We are so blessed, right? This whole body is just amazing. This whole body is profound. Let's do this before we go further. Well, no, we'll do that at the end. Let's actually listen to a song that's really about happiness and joy. And it's really about love, happiness, and joy. It's really upbeat. And this is a song called Imprinter. It's actually a morphogenetic field that actually controls the heart and all the aspects of happiness. So tune in to this energy that you can be grateful for also, Imprinter.
Thank you.
makes me happy. That one's on the Body Field Sound Healing CD, which has different morphogenetic fields embedded in it. Boy, the list goes on. You know, gratitude for loved ones, family and friends, gratitude for babies. Oh my God. And for every little thing that anyone has done out of simple caring, particularly those things that are given freely without expectation of any return. Gratitude for all the unconditional love we've received. Gratitude for the health we have. Even if you're not feeling well, even if you got something going on, there's still probably 60 trillion cells humming just perfectly out of the 70 trillion, right? The health we have. But also goosebumps and chills, especially those we get from beauty. Just the gratitude and appreciation for all the beauty in this world, and especially nature. I didn't even mention music. But especially nature. Oh my God, there's so much in nature to be grateful for. Not to mention the doggies. Your home? Wow! Or the kitties. The kitties do unconditional love, they just don't admit it, right? And all the other animals in the world. Gratitude for all the animals, even the bugs. And gratitude for the planet, for the earth. Gratitude for our solar system, for the stars, our Milky Way, and the entire universe. Gratitude for every frequency. All the way up to the frequency of light. Down to the frequency of rhythms, down to the frequency of the entire universe moving in one cycle in a trillion years. But then there's gratitude for all the things we might not like, all the challenges and conflicts in our life. This is the tricky part. It's really sometimes hard to be grateful for our challenges. I had a woman in the class a few months ago, and she said that 2 weeks ago, her mother was shot in the leg. And she now can't work and is in danger of losing her home. And I thought, oh my God, how can we be grateful for that? Or how can we be grateful for all of the shootings lately? How can we be grateful for hurricanes? How can we be grateful for all this, the chaos going on our planet right now? Well, you know, as they say, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. Sometimes it kills you. Sometimes people are entrained into this chaotic vibration that's become so rampant lately. Here's a few ways you can be grateful. There was a study, I think at MIT, on post-traumatic growth and all the things that are positive from trauma. Positive things people get out of it. First, people often get increased appreciation of life, warmer relations with others, recognition of new possibilities for one's life, a greater sense of personal strength and spiritual development. This is a big one, increased compassion for others, especially increased compassion for those that are going through what you just went through, right? You really understand what they're going through if you've gone through it. Not only that, but often people go into work to help people that are going through what you've gone through. So you might have like, it's like I was talking in the class this morning, one of the students said, you know, he had a divorce, a really bad divorce. She stole a bunch of money and everything. And now he's actually going to be doing workshops on relationships, loving relationships, in doing drum circles and things like that with it, right? You could use your trauma and how you dealt with it and ways to deal with it to help others. You might have a new livelihood from this trauma. A best example I've got is 15 years ago, I had someone steal $1 million from the school. He said that he could help us go international. And it caused the previous school to go bankrupt 15 years ago. Now, I'm doing a play called Compassion. It's a Cirque du Soleil style play, like IMAX 3D, you know, acrobats, speakers in every seat. And we're getting funded for this play in millions of dollars based on this guy that stole all this money, right? Who would have known? Who would have known? It also gives you these trauma, give you increased capacity for forgiveness and humility. Increased desire to understand things. And a deeper understanding of the ambiguous nature of things. And we become more aware of the limitations of our knowledge. Here's another good quote. In most cases, when survivors lose home and possessions, they acquire a profound, life-changing realization of what truly matters. This is the basis of the teachings of Don Juan around loss and death. It really teaches you what really matters. Most people express a deep, prolific gratitude for their survival and make a concerted effort to make better use of their remaining lives. Survivors help one another, express previously unexpressed love for friends, family, and strangers. It's less ironic than may initially seem that loss brings new appreciation and new understanding. So for all of this that I just mentioned, we can be grateful. No matter what the trauma, no matter what is happening on our planet, Alice Bailey said that World War II was the best heart-opening experience the planet's ever had. Trip, huh? If you zoom out, they say, it's all in the plan to bring us into higher and higher bliss and gratitude and compassion and consciousness. You know, the whole issue around Trump is bringing out the shadow side, or the whole issue with all of these shootings is bringing up the dark side so we can really overcome it and really become stronger at being in the zone of a consistent vibration no matter what. So it's like the Dalai Lama says, if someone hurts you, they are hurting themselves and they are providing you an opportunity to practice compassion. You don't learn compassion by studying it. You learn compassion by practicing it. And so whenever anybody gives you an opportunity to practice it, you can be grateful. But they're not just giving you an opportunity to practice it. They are hurting themselves in order to give you an opportunity. They're creating, they're hurting themselves. They're actually creating karma for themselves. So they are sacrificing themselves for you to learn compassion. So we can be grateful for anybody that hurts us. A little hard to be grateful in the moment, but afterwards as well, we also learn the ultimate lesson of compassion. So, can you be grateful? Think about your biggest challenges and conflicts right now. And ask yourself, can you find a way to be grateful for your challenges and conflicts right now? That woman who said her mother had been shot in the leg, we talked about it in class. We said, okay, do you feel closer to your mother now? And she said, oh yeah. Are you able to have compassion for the person that shot her? And she said, yeah, you know, I have. I've been able to go to compassion. But really, compassion for her mother, compassion for all the people who are on the receiving end of violence. Right? She has much more open heart now. So in a weird way, you can be grateful. Now, this does not mean at all, bring it on, right? It does not mean bring on trauma or anything. You know, no. We are not asking to bring it on. But once it's here, to look at it from a higher perspective, a wider perspective, so that eventually there is no conflict and challenge. We're grateful for all of it. We're grateful not only for all the positive things, but for every bit of this chaotic planet, right? It's like one thing that really helped me when when that guy stole the $1 million is someone said, you know, Dave, they say that when you're born, you have a whole group of guides that actually help plan out how much chaos and trauma and stuff you're going to have to deal with in your life. And they say the more that you actually have challenges and conflicts, the more you have, the more you advance in consciousness, right? If you have a really easy life, you're not going to advance in consciousness as much. And when it's really challenging, you learn, even if you don't meet a challenge, you know you didn't die. So the next time a similar challenge comes up, you have a little better perspective on it, even if you blew it, right? So there's always a positive aspect to the negative parts of the world. So can you be grateful for every frustration? Here's the deal. Grateful for every aggravation, every disturbance, every annoyance, every nuisance, every disappointment, every bit of anger, every bit of resentment, every bit of pain, every bit of fear and suffering. Oh, can you be grateful for all the suffering on the planet? Ooh, it's a tricky one, huh? Grateful for all the suffering on the planet because it's teaching us how to be in higher state of consciousness. Not that we want it, but it's teaching us how to be at peace in the midst of a storm. And here's the most important part. If you are just frustrated, aggravated, annoyed, in pain and fear, that vibration is chaotic. And it destroys your body. It's killing you. It's killing us. And you're putting out that vibration into the world. When you run gratitude, now that is the vibration that is filling your body. That is the vibration that is being transmitted into the world. The more stable vibrations there are in the world, the more others are entrained into this stable vibration based on the law of resonance. A strong vibration will overcome a weaker and entrain the weaker into the stronger. So the trick is to be grateful just to get this beautiful, stable vibration in your body instead of breaking it down. So let's do this now. Let's make the sound of gratitude. So go into this energy of gratitude for all you have, for all there is in the universe, for everything we've talked about, and for all your challenges. And we're going to play a recording of a whole class of like 30 people toning gratitude. So let's tone along with the energy of gratitude with everyone in this class. Feel the gratitude and let it fill your whole body down to the cellular level and go through all your auras so you're in a big bubble of gratitude and make the sound of it. Any sound is fine, any vowel, and tone along with the group here. Also resonating gratitude, and we'll put it out into the world and through your body. Gratitude. Thank you. We have gratitude for this peace, stillness, and silence. Gratitude for life, for this breath. And this one. And this one. Gratitude for spirit that pulses through our veins. Gratitude for source energy and God, where there's indescribable love. Gratitude for everything. And then gratitude for no reason at all. Then we have gratitude for gratitude. I think the way we're headed is to be in bliss. We come back and we're grateful in gratitude. Come back to the 3D world and express gratitude. And then bliss out. And then gratitude. Imagine living the rest of your life in the frequency of gratitude. May it begin now. So you can take this energy of gratitude and resonate it at least through the evening, through the rest of the weekend. Get it down. So you got it down for Thanksgiving, right? And then the following week, all the way through Christmas, and then through the rest of the year, every year from now on, and then through every lifetime, always in gratitude, humming consistently. In peace. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Take care.